News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Mike Tyson is in town, the former heavyweight champion of the world. He's coming to the Helix in Dublin for an exclusive event where he'll tell his life story. Mike Tyson, as well as being a boxing champion, though, of course, was arrested in 1991 for the rape of an 18-year-old. He later served time. He was convicted for that crime. A little earlier, we spoke to Fine Gael TD, Kate O'Connell, who said we shouldn't be welcoming a convicted rapist to Ireland.
I think he is a convicted rapist. His visit to Ireland should not be celebrated. For anybody that hands him a notebook to sign or a jersey to sign or whatever to sign, they should be cognizant of the fact that he is a convicted rapist, and to the women in their lives, and maybe that they should consider them when they're handing over things and clapping a person like this. I don't think he's to be welcomed, and I don't think his behaviour or attitudes are to be welcomed in a modern Ireland that we have today.
Okay, very categoric view there from Kate O'Connell. Nolene Blackwell, CEO of the Rape Crisis Centre, joins us. Now, Nolene, I have to say, I always find this a really difficult ethical issue, because his crime is awful, and there's the fact he has never apologised for that crime. But then again, there is the argument that he has served his time, and you know, should he be banned from places forever because of that crime? It's a really difficult... Where do you stand on it?
Exactly. Well, I don't stand on him being banned on something, but the truth is, you have a man who was apparently an extraordinarily good boxer in his day. I don't know enough about boxing, but some people would still say he was outstandingly good.
He was.
And he has that to offer when he stands up and says, I want to talk about my life. And, I suppose it's one of the things people will be interested in hearing him talk about is how did he box?
More than that, I think as well, like his life story is quite a tragic one and quite a sad one in many ways. This is a very troubled man, a man with serious demons as well.
Yes. But what he is doing is he is offering the public a chance to hear about his life. And my question to him and to the promoters would be, tell us now whether you are ready to say how you regret visiting the harm you did on a young woman. Tell us now how young boys who look up to you as heroes should avoid behavior which is harmful to other young people.
Okay.
And talk about the regret that you feel regret now for carrying out this awful crime.
The problem is we know he doesn't. Let me read you a quote where he says, I don't really think I have to make amends to that because I've done nothing. I really didn't do anything to her. This is Desiree Washington. I didn't really do anything to her. I didn't rape her. I didn't beat her. I didn't do anything to her. And I'm not going to make amends. I made amends to myself, but to her, no.
So what he is doing really is presenting a false sense of himself. Mm. And that's his problem, is that this rape, this conviction, this sentence is a part of his life. He was put on the sex offenders register as well as having to serve his sentence. He has a history of which this is part. And to come and say, I am wiping that part out of my story, means that the man who is asking people to pay to see him is presenting a fiction.
Okay, and given that fiction, should people be going to see him?
Well, why would you pay good money to hear somebody who is not presenting the truth? They're not talking about this part of their life. They're not telling the truth. Why would you hear about them on anything? How do you know that they're telling the truth about one single thing? He had a gift, but he is telling an untruth if he fails to deal with the fact that he raped and was convicted of rape at a time, really, when it was harder in some ways to convict him of anything because he was this hero.
Yeah.
So he is telling an untruth when he fails to address that, when he fails to deal with the fact, when he fails to confront
okay,
it. How do you know he's telling the truth about one single thing? Why would you buy memorabilia from somebody who is failing, who's lying?
You're saying, shorthand for what you're saying, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but obviously you're saying, you know, it's not about banning these people, but is it about boycotting such people who aren't willing to face up to their wrongs?
I mean, I do think there is something as well about, in some way, somebody saying, we will bring you over, we will hear you, provided you give us a truthful account of your life. It would be really good to hear that his promoters were talking to him about addressing this issue, about addressing the harm that he did, and about addressing, even on a more general basis, for anybody who might see him as a role model, to talk about how dreadfully wrong and how you can get into that space. Because, as you say, he had his own demons. He had his own upbringing to cope with.
Yeah.
All of that may be relevant in relation to why he committed that crime. But to just for him to airbrush it out of his story means that he's telling a lie in his show.
Okay, I should say, just for complete information, that the quote I read from Mike Tyson does come from 2013. It is quite some time ago, just for the complete picture. Nolene Blackwell, CEO of the Rape Crisis Centre, thanks indeed.